beat.
Okay, first dilemma of the week, and it's obviously a shorter week, but there's still time for you to get one into us. Talk at beat102103.com is the address if you have something on your mind like this. Okay, you ready, Killian?
Are you ready? Yeah,
I'm at ready. Killer Doyle on Instagram. Hi, Niall and Show. Dilemma for you. I'm with my boyfriend a year now. I really think we're in it for the long haul. We love each other and have talked about the future. The issue is his mother, aka the wagon, as I call her. She took a dislike to me from the start and I haven't been able to change that. She constantly bangs on about some girl he took to his debs 5 years ago who moved to Australia and who he couldn't care less about. She basically treats me so badly. Yesterday we went to Easter lunch and not for the first time she served me a half portion of food and I did not ask for a half portion. My boyfriend's plate was full with food, almost toppling over. I sat there and said nothing. It was so rude. After dinner, she said, "Let me get your eggs." She came back with a very large Cadbury Wispa egg for my boyfriend, and then she handed me a €2 Buttons egg. This might seem petty, but it's just her way of making me feel small. It's subtle and it's underhand and I feel terrible about it. What would you guys do here? My boyfriend thinks this is nothing and that I'm overreacting, but I'm thinking of the future and how can I be with him when she is such a cow? I'll never be welcome. Thoughts, please. Oh
wow,
my God.
That's loaded. There's a lot in that. Oh, I'm in two minds, okay?
Okay.
I kind of agree with your boyfriend a bit. Maybe you are slightly overreacting. Now, Show, hear me out, because you're going to say, "Oh, Killian, don't be so mean." I just think, like, particularly for me, you know, my mammy knows me in terms of dinners, do you know? So she's going to throw a load of stuff on the plate. Like, maybe she doesn't know you that well.
So if I came to your house for dinner and she was feeding both of us, do you really think that your mom, your lovely mom, is going to give me a half portion and she's going to load your plate up in front, like, without saying it?
I think you're just reading too much into it. I think she is overreacting a tad. I think the lesson you need to take from this is that not everybody in the world, if she is this big cow or this wagon you call her and she doesn't like you, not everyone in the world is going to like you, hon.
Yeah.
And you need to accept that. I'm terrible. Like, I'm that kind of person. I hate when someone, I hate when I thought someone didn't like me or was unlikable. I'd always be proven, you know, like, you know, I'm a nice guy. Like, please, I'm funny. I'm whatever, you know, like me. There's nothing wrong. But like, you just need to accept that there's going to be people in this world that just don't like you, don't get along with you. And you're in a relationship with her son, not her. You don't need to impress her. Yeah, she's going to be your mother-in-law if you say so, if you get married in the future. But is it that big a deal? It's an Easter egg and a bit of dinner. Will you get over yourself, love?
No, I think, like, I didn't expect that I might possibly agree with you on some of those points. But I think, firstly, I will say, right, you're correct in that not everybody is going to like you, right? But when you are going out with somebody and you are being introduced to their family and you're spending time with them, not that you want them to like you or to be all over you, but you want a little bit of, like, a feeling that you're accepted or you're welcome into the family. And when you don't feel like that, that can be really tough because you, as she said in the email, plans to be with this person. She is going to hopefully spend the rest of her life with him.
Marry him.
Yeah, but Killian, like, you don't understand. Like, family, it does matter. And, like, for her to feel, like, on the outside or to feel like the mother-in-law doesn't like her, like, maybe the boyfriend's right and maybe she is being a little bit petty about it. But it's okay to say, do you know what? I just feel really like that woman doesn't like me. What I will say to you is, ultimately, right, Killian's right, you're not marrying her, you're marrying him. But at the same time, pull back a little bit. Don't be looking for her approval and don't, if you can, let it take over and let it ruin what you have with this guy. Try and find a way to care a little bit less about what she thinks, because if she doesn't care about you or you feel that she's not, you know, your biggest fan, then don't be trying to prove yourself to her. You are who you are.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm just like, you're there, you're in love with the boyfriend or the son, you know, you're there to make him happy. You're not there for the mother. If she doesn't like you, tell her to get over herself, or don't, just, you know, have that attitude. Right, she doesn't like me, who cares? I'm just going to do me.
I think it's about how you approach it, because whatever way you look at it, you're going to have to spend time with the family, right? Like, that is just inevitable. That's how it works. But like, if you can in your head go, do you know what? I'm not even going to bother. If she gives me half a dinner, I'll go for like a McDonald's on the way home. I'll buy my own egg. You know, just those little things that you kind of just
don't let it
take control of it.
Yeah, I think you'd be the bigger person here. If she wants to be petty and if you think that she really is malicious against you and she doesn't like you, let her do it, do you know?
How annoyed would you be though if you came into my house and you were served the Sunday dinner and Mammy Ann gave you a half portion and I got a full plate? You'd be raging.
Well, I'd be going up to the pot of spuds and I'd be throwing more back on.
A lot of reaction from people that have been there, right? So please keep me me anonymous. My mother-in-law has always been a nightmare and it does put an extra strain on the relationship. Yes, I only married him, but she is part and parcel of the relationship. He needs to nip this in the bud right now. Okay, what have you got?
Yeah, Michelle was on to us. Show her who's the boss. Stop visiting the house with him. Don't spend your time there. Hence, he's there. Less mammy will soon cop on to himself. The boy usually goes with the girl's family, especially when they have kids. Mammy needs to pull her socks up. Pot was on. It's a year now and your boyfriend should have stepped in well before now and had your back. Simple as. Adele was on, said, just because the two examples are food related, I wonder if she is very weight conscious or diet obsessed and so treats women differently in terms of food. Otherwise, I'd follow Sho's advice and just ignore it. And finally, Patty was on, stop going over to your mother-in-law's. Don't spend time with her. She's being a rude cow and you can cut down time with your boyfriend's family. Not everyone has good relationships with their partner's families, so don't let this ruin your relationship.
Well, that is true. It's quite split though. Vic was on, 1 year is nothing and you're not married yet, so it's very likely that this woman doesn't think of you as a daughter-in-law, and at some point you're an afterthought when it comes to buying Easter eggs. Also, the mother could be of a generation who think women genuinely eat less than men. Get over yourself and stop calling her names on the radio. You're the disrespectful one.
Oh,
it's very split this morning, which I'm kind of surprised at. Anyway, any more thoughts? 085 1029 103.